Hello and welcome to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Today's episode is being sponsored by Ghostbed. Now, I'm sure at this point in time, you're aware of all of the protests that are taking place on college campuses. Large gatherings of people in the hundreds are showing up to these universities en masse, thinking that they have a legal right to protest. And boy, do I wish that were true. Sure, you've got a right to protest, but what you don't have is a right to infringe on other people's rights. You see, that's where your rights stop. What's even worse is students are even more confused on the universities because of videos like this that UT put out.
Why can members of the public come to campus at any time and engage in demonstrations and speeches?
So state law in Texas actually allows members of the public, just like our university community, to come onto campus and use our common outdoor areas for speech activity. I think that surprises a lot of students. They show up here and they think, who is this random stranger setting up a table talking about a thing I find upsetting? But that's protected by state law, and members of the public, just like university community, can use our common outdoor areas.
Now, and I feel like that's where they stopped watching the video, because there's a whole other half to it that they totally missed out.
Areas. Now, it isn't a free-for-all. So when you say they can, why can they come at any time? There's some nuance there. It's subject to our university rules that are permitted under the law. So we can put in place time, place, and manner restrictions that are really all about making sure those are content neutral. So we can't have rules that say, well, you can't come to campus and talk about this or that subject or express this or that view. But we can have rules about where you can set up tables, for example, or, you know, that during the hours of 8 to 5, we don't have amplified sound in areas outside of designated amplified sound areas. People can't congregate in front of openings to buildings. You know, we have a safety concern. We have an interest in what our mission is and making sure our students and our faculty and staff can get into buildings, can attend classes and do the work of the university. So all of those kinds of restrictions, those time and place and manner restrictions, are permissible. And that's what keeps it from being a free-for-all. But it is open, and it's open to everyone.
So there you have it. The universities actually have the ability, especially here in the state of Texas, to dictate the time, place, and manner of your protest as long as it's applied evenly across the board. That's right. Your right to free speech is not absolute. You cannot do whatever the hell you feel like just because you say you are protesting. And I know that hurts your feelings, but I'm going to back it up with a couple more facts that are backed up by Texas state law. Now, people feel like they're in a public place so they can do whatever they want. Well, yeah, that's true, but you got to also understand that there's students that have paid a crap ton of money to go to these universities and get a good education. That's what they're there for, after all, not to protest and do dumb stuff. You're at college to get an education. Now, the law here in the state of Texas doesn't allow for the blocking of passageways, such as sidewalks. As a matter of fact, if we were to look at the protest videos from yesterday where the state police intervened, well, guess what they're clearing out? See that thing underneath those police officers' feet as they're walking towards a giant crowd? That would be a public passageway. And do you see all of the people standing there blocking the entire passageway? That's right. They're clearing that sucker out, and people are running away from them. So, effectively, the police are doing their job. They're making sure that students have the ability to get to class on time without having to go around all of this BS for Palestine. Weird. Law enforcement officers actually enforcing the law, and people are confused. Then we have such horrifying videos like this that have came out where people are losing their minds because the cops took down a cameraman for Fox 7, slammed him down on the ground, threw his butt in cuffs, and walked him away. Now, why would law enforcement do that? For the love of God, he's media. This is another First Amendment right violation. Dear God, where is law and liberty? What is going on? Why isn't the world in an uproar over a cameraman getting thrown to the ground? Well, it's kind of simple. Let's go back and look at that video again. So here, right in the middle of your screen, we got the cameraman. Now watch him. There's nobody around him, and he just, boom, rams that camera right into the back of that law enforcement officer. They grab him, bring him down to the ground, and arrest him. A miracle. It's also illegal to assault law enforcement officers if you didn't know. You can't do it even if you're doing a protected right underneath the First Amendment by filming and being some sort of media, all right, but that didn't give you the right to take your camera and shove it in the back of a cop's head. Now, it is possible that the gentleman tripped and fell into the law enforcement officers, but they're dealing with a large crowd that is being disobedient. They do not have control over the crowd, and the cop gets hit in the back of the head. Yep, he's going to get taken to the ground. Just that simple. Now, he may be acquitted of the charges later on, but right now, the gentleman got charged. So the real question is why the heck are all of these college students protesting? And they would tell you that they are well informed, but sadly, it's just not the case. And I know this because I debate people all of the time on a social media platform that's about to get banned here in the United States of America if something doesn't change. That would be TikTok. I go on there and I debate people. Check this out.
So Israel is built upon stolen land. In 1948, the first Nakba is Jewish, or not
that,
even
right.
Jewish, just
so
Zionists.
Hold on,
because
hold on. We're not going to pontificate for half an hour. Okay, so you say Israel
no,
is built on...
Hold on. Actually, you're
hold
gonna
on.
Wait until
no,
I finish.
You made
you're
a statement,
finish,
so now I
got
to respond.
Actually,
I'm, look, you're not
you
going to commit... If
question.
You want to pontificate, open your own live
no,
session. But if you're
going to
say it's built on stolen land, we should probably have a conversation about that first. Because that is the grounds, that is the cornerstone
genuinely is
for your entire
built on
argument.
Stolen land. You can
okay,
see
on an international
on
level,
times, the first
on an international
Zionist
level,
council.
Israel was established legally. So it's not stolen land. On an international level, Israel is a recognized
I'm gonna
nation.
Keep talking anyway.
They actually believe that Israel's illegal, that it shouldn't be there, that it's stolen land, that they took it from them, and God forbid that Israel even exists. But it kind of gets worse when you start digging in deeper into their arguments. Hold
the
on.
Images. You want to know
on.
What they remind me of?
How long
they
can people,
they remind
on.
Me when I
lady,
went to the
lady,
Holocaust
what's
Museum
your name?
In Washington, D.C., and
what's your
I
name?
Saw the famished, viscerated bodies of Jewish people. You
what's
are not
name?
Allowed to use the suffering of Jewish people under the Holocaust to
I
prolong that
I understand you're
suffering.
Upset because you've bought into a false narrative. What's your name? My name's Matt. What's your name?
I'm not going to tell you that, but if you could
okay,
read, you'd
okay,
see
so you
my
don't
name
give up your name.
Right
that's
there.
Fine. Okay, so hold on. I've let you ramble for quite some time. All right, I let you say your piece, and I've let you ramble for quite some time. Are you aware that of the 860 plus tons of humanitarian aid that's been dropped into the Gaza Strip, they now have it and they're selling it in markets. The humanitarian aid that was given to them, they're quite literally have it set up on tables and they're weighing it out and selling it to other Palestinians. Are you aware of that?
I'm aware of the source you are pulling from, and that is in fact, that is incorrect. The specific photos that
no,
you
it's
are
not incorrect.
Referring
and I,
to
hold on.
Were taken from
hold on.
Before October 7th.
They weren't. They
people
weren't.
Are dying
and here's,
trying
no,
to
hold
get
on.
Aid that is being airdropped in.
Here's how you know this. People are you ready? Here's how you know this. Number one, ma'am, please, let me speak. I let you speak. Let me speak.
You've seen the drone? You,
listen,
there is literally drone
you're
footage
not listening.
From IOF drones. Like,
and this is the problem.
People
you're not
literally
listening.
Ask a question and then I respond and then you get mad because I'm more educated than you. Like
no,
genuinely, what are you doing?
You're not. Number one, you're not more educated. Okay. So you also didn't know the percentage of water that gets produced inside the Gaza Strip. And you're going to tell me that you're more educated than me. I'm going to disagree with you on that subject. Number one, number two. Okay. If you look at those videos, what you are going to see over top and you can see them is a black tarp like looking thing. That's a parachute from the humanitarian aid drops that took place in the Gaza Strip. You'll also see things that they do not domestically produce there. So we have a problem when it comes to the actual education and propaganda. And why wouldn't we? You know, for most people are getting their information off social media these days. And that's what they think is facts. And that's what they think is true. And what's worse is they're looking for things that actually fit their agenda. So when they come across it, they go, oh, my gosh, this is real. I got to hold on to this. And then they just want to buy into it. And unfortunately, that's happening on a very large scale. Look at the Nasser Hospital, for example. You have people that are claiming inside of Gaza, they are claiming that there is a mass grave where over 300 people were slaughtered by the IDF and thrown in a mass grave outside of the hospital with organs and skin removed and decapitated and all sorts of crap. But if you go all the way back to January 28th, the manager of the hospital straight up said that in the last couple of days, we buried at least 150 people in a grave outside the hospital. You know, over here on the podcast, we love talking about the people who we adore. And when it comes to getting a good night's rest, we really love the folks over at Ghostbed. As a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, Ghostbed knows a thing or two about crafting the perfect mattress. They use only the most durable, supportive, and long-lasting materials so you can trust that your bed will provide you with years of excellent sleep. What sets Ghostbed apart is their signature and patented cooling technology. Say goodbye to those relentless, sweaty nights. Every mattress keeps you cool and comfortable so you can sleep like a dream. When you purchase a Ghostbed mattress, your comfort is guaranteed. With their 101 night sleep trial, you can try it out risk-free and experience the difference for yourself. Plus, they offer free shipping and most items ship within 24 hours. Visit ghostbed.com/rob to save 50% off site wide. Ghostbed offers high quality mattresses at a fantastic price. Their number one seller is the Ghostbed Lux, designed with premium memory foam, cutting edge cooling technology that reacts and adjusts to your body heat as you sleep. Or if you prefer a more hybrid feel with both foam and coils, check out the Ghostbed Flex Hybrid for the perfect blend of comfort and support. If you need any assistance along the way, Ghostbed has a team of dedicated sleep experts ready to help you find the perfect mattress. They'll guide you through the options and ensure you make the best choice for your needs. Ready for a more comfortable night of sleep? Visit ghostbed.com/rob. And because we're all about sharing the love here on Speak the Truth, use code ROB to save 50% off your purchase site wide. That's right, 50%. Take this gentleman, for example. I just got done telling him about the Hamas Charter, where it defines Palestinian borders, pretty much encompassing all of Israel, and defines it as an Arab Islamic land. In order to accomplish that, that they can pretty much do it however they want, encompassing all of Israel. So how can you say that a two-state solution is going to work when you have 30,000 armed people right next door to Israel that think Israel should be Arab and Islamic, and again, to quote their charter, are willing to do it by any means necessary?
Well, I don't think a two-state solution is going to work anymore. We can get into those reasons. But to say that the entire movement is, you know, rests upon this desire to completely eradicate Israel, it's completely disingenuous. And are you suggesting that Hamas and their charter is the sole representation of the Palestinian movement? Because, again,
elected them into power. Yeah.
Yeah, in Gaza, right?
Correct.
20 years ago, 60% of the people weren't even born yet, right?
So okay, so we want to take that. Now, who raised those 60% of the people? Hold on. Who raised those 60% of the people?
No, but that doesn't respond to what I'm saying.
No, it does. The people, no, it does.
I'm saying that the Hamas charter is not the official.
It does matter. It does matter.
Can I add something, Matt?
No, it does matter. It absolutely matters. Because those people, the 60% that weren't born back then, they were raised by the people that did believe that. And it's shown in the school textbooks. It's shown in the way they're raised. It's shown in the summer camps that they allow Hamas to run, where they teach them how to cross the border and take Israelis hostage and all that crap.
Right.
It's 100% matters.
Right. I understand that. So then by the exact same metric of
So you hit them up with hard facts like that and they don't even want to accept it. But what's even worse is then they go in deeper and they say, well, the entire Palestinian movement here in the United States isn't about supporting Hamas and genocide. It's about, you know, it's about freeing the Palestinian people. That's what they want to say. And then you hit them up with more facts like this and then they fly off the rail. That's what everybody's upset about, genocide. And to say, hold on. Okay, so the Palestinian movement. I can pull up videos right now of the Palestinian movement of people chanting for an intifada.
Right, and so if that is something you should point to, then you can also point to, for 40 years, everything that I mentioned, right? By the exact same logic.
No, because we're not talking about 40 years ago. We're talking about present day. Stop trying to change it. Present day, your Palestinian movement is calling for Antifada.
I'm telling you that the desire to destroy Israel is not at the forefront of the Palestinian movement today. It might represent people in Hamas.
How is it not? How is it not? Every single pro-Palestinian person I bring in here tells me that Israel doesn't have a right to exist, that the land was stolen from its people. So how can every single freaking supporter that comes in here that tells me that, by and large, how are you about to say that that's not at the forefront?
Because if you go to these rallies, you hear, hey, ho, ho, the occupation has got to go. Yes, there are people within the movement that the majority of people that get involved with human rights movements are not particularly elegantly educated to be able to articulate their stance and all the nuances, and especially like TikTok.
You know what they elegantly articulate at every single one of those rallies? They elegantly articulate, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Now, what does that encompass?
It means different things to different people.
No, it doesn't. It's very clear.
Oh, well, I would say that it means something very different to me than it does to you. So exactly.
Okay.
What I
okay.
just said.
Well, you can claim it has a different meaning, but words have meaning for a reason, right? Like if I called you a racist, that would mean that you hate a particular group of people for nothing other than solely based on the color of their skin. Right. So the river itself is identified. The Hamas charter clearly breaks down the area of Palestine. And so since you're not willing to answer it, I'll break it down for the people. It encompasses all of Israel. So when people are shouting from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, they're talking about getting rid of Israel. And do they not chant that at every single protest?
And a different set of system of power between two different types of...
But they go so far as well to tell you that words no longer have meaning, that for some reason from the river to the sea doesn't apply when it comes to the protesters here at home because, well, they just don't know any better. They don't know what they're talking about. They're going against the occupation. Well, it doesn't matter. I think if you're going to show up to a protest and shout things like that, that you absolutely should know what it is you're shouting about. You're talking about getting rid of the state of Israel. That's what you're talking about. That's exactly what you were referring to. And yet people do not understand this. It is safe to say that the people that are showing up to these protests are uneducated. And I'm going to prove it to you. I am. Next week, I'm going to go down to UT Dallas. I'm going to contact them and see if they'll allow me to set up a table. And I'm going to sit there and actually talk to people about this and see what they have to say and how well educated they are without a computer right in front of them. I'm going to bring mine so I can show them facts. I'm going to show them videos. I'm going to show them facts right there on camera. And you guys will be able to see the whole thing. I really look forward to this. This is going to be a hell of an episode next week. I am very, very pumped about this. Now, for some reason, they tell me I can't set up a table. Well, I suppose I'll just show up with a couple cameras and some mics and we'll see what happens. Because unlike them, I actually know the law and I'm allowed to sit there with a camera just as long as I don't have a table and I'm not blocking public passageways. And I can talk to people. I can do First Amendment protected activities as long as I'm not screwing over the general public. But you know what? Honestly, I'm not even sure I'm going to find students that agree with them. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but when I look at the protest video from UT Dallas, I can't help but notice that none of these people look like your typical college age students. Check this out. Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and mute that so it doesn't, you know, sit here and bother you guys. But yeah, check that out. That's right there in the administration building. I went down there yesterday and they had already cleared them out. But how many of those people look like they're college age to you? Not that many. I mean, they're hard to find in there. Very, very hard to find. Everybody in there looks like they're in their upper 20s, if not 30s, to be perfectly honest. I don't see a lot of college age kids, but you know what? We're going to do our best to find them next week, and I hope you guys are ready for it because it's going to be a hell of an episode. Now, I'd love to tell you that those are the only misinformed people that I talked to that day, but they weren't. I also talked to a woman whose husband was in the Air Force and used to build bombs, and because he was in the military, she somehow thinks that her opinion matters when it comes to war and how war is being conducted, which, truthfully, as an American, it should, but you better be educated on the subject when you bring it. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.